Welcome to DollarWise, where we provide tips to help you make wise financial decisions. Ponzi schemes are fraudulent schemes where the operator pays returns to its investors with funds collected from new investors rather than from profits earned through legitimate investments. When the scheme is no longer able to attract new investors, it inevitably falls apart, leaving the majority of investors duped out of their hard-earned money. On today's program, we provide a few red flags to help you identify and avoid being caught up in a Ponzi scheme. I'm Lorraine Mendez. Stay tuned.
Thanks for coming, Mr. James. We're so glad you could come.
Yes, man. You know, I've been hearing some good things about your investment company, and I just wanted to ask a few questions before I write the checks.
Sure, man. No problem. Go right ahead.
Just how much percentage interest per quarter are we talking about on my investments?
Well, we guarantee our customers a return of 25% on their money. And what's so great about our product is that the risk to customers is so low. Our investments are so secure, it's practically like fortune telling. 25% guaranteed.
According to the Financial Services Commission, investments tend to go up and down over time based on existing market conditions, especially those seeking high returns. If you're promised higher than normal rates of return on your investment at fixed intervals, no matter the market conditions affecting your investment, there's a high likelihood the operator may not be legitimate.
So, what do you really invest in?
Let's just say our predictive analytics algorithm helps us to consistently pick winners in the stock markets all over the world. And besides, like I said before, it's no risk to you. Just give us your money, collect a check every 3 months like clockwork.
There's no such thing as a sure thing in investments. Every investment carries some degree of risk, and the higher the returns, typically the higher the risk will be. So, if an individual comes promising you extremely high returns while guaranteeing that you won't lose money, that should raise suspicions.
I was checking the Financial Services Commission, and they didn't have you listed as one of their licensed investment company. Why is that?
All right, I hear the concern in your voice, Mr. James, and not to worry. I get asked that question all the time. You see, we're the new kids on the block, and we have to accomplish a certain amount in investments before the FSC will acknowledge us as a proper investment firm. And I'm happy to say your investment will definitely help get us there.
Last I checked, you know, the regulations didn't mention anything like that. I guess I'll have to go check them again when I leave here.
No worries, man. You can do that. But I assure you, everything is above board.
Despite the excuses given by the operator here, once the investment scheme operator is not licensed or registered with a regulatory authority, such as the Financial Services Commission, it means you have no recourse in the event your investment fails. Under those circumstances, the likelihood that you may be defrauded increases exponentially.
You know, I read the pamphlet they had describing the nature of the investment scheme, and everything seems fine. I only wish I had a chance to look at some account statements or so, just to track how you guys have been going from year to year.
Would you believe that I had every intention to provide you with a copy of our statements? But just as I was about to do that, our servers crashed and we lost a whole heap of our data. I mean, we backed it up on some external ones, but it's going to take a few days before we get everything back up and running. And once we do that, I can get those to you right away. The good news, though, is that you can still leave us your check. Remember, the sooner you get in on our scheme, the sooner you start collecting 25% per quarter.
Be skeptical of any excuse provided for why you can't examine written information about an investment. It's your right to know what you're getting yourself into, and that means examining statements for errors or inconsistencies. Any operator who prevents you from doing that should be avoided.
So make me understand this. You're not registered with the FSC. You can't provide me with any paperwork to review. There's no risk, and I will get 25% on my money every quarter.
Definitely.
Answer me this. You take me for idiot?
No, Mr. James. No, sir.
Me know a Ponzi scheme when me see one, and you know I get my hard-earned money this year, dear. Yeah. You hear me?
That's it for this week's edition of DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.